This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States will not send Ukraine rocket systems that can reach into Russia. That's according to U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday. The comments followed reports that the Biden administration was preparing to send advanced long-range rocket systems to Kyiv as it battles the Russian invasion of its country. Meanwhile, efforts to evacuate civilians in the Luhansk region of eastern Ukraine were suspended on Monday after an armored transport was hit by shrapnel from a Russian shell, killing a French journalist, this according to a regional governor. The governor wrote on the Telegram app that the shrapnel had pierced the vehicle's armor, killing the accredited French journalist traveling inside. The French Foreign Ministry said it was checking on the report of the journalist's death. Fierce fighting erupted on the streets of the eastern Ukraine city of Severodonetsk on Monday. Kyiv's forces are trying desperately to fight off the Russian onslaught. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky characterized the situation as indescribably difficult. Severodonetsk Mayor Oleksandr Stryuk estimated 1,500 civilians in the city have died since the war began from the Russian attacks, as well as from a lack of medicine or treatment. European leaders have been discussing how to place sanctions on oil from Russia without depriving their citizens of an energy source that they depend on. On Monday, they reached a deal. At a news conference, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says a time frame is needed.
It is a big step forward what we did today, because indeed we now have gotten rid of coal, and this was already very difficult. Now we have basically the political agreement how to phase out oil in a clear time frame.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden observed Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery Monday. He called it a sacred ritual. He laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at this cemetery. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The president saluted as taps played after laying the wreath of red and white roses wrapped in red, white, and blue ribbon in front of the tomb.
Memorial Day is always a day where pain and pride are mixed together.
The president says Memorial Day is not the only day to remember those who gave their lives for their country.
It must be a daily commitment to act, to come together, to be worthy the price that was paid.
This is also the day the president's veteran son, Beau, died of a brain tumor in 2015. He and the First Lady attended church near their home in Delaware and laid flowers at their son's grave.
It always feels to me on Memorial Day. I see him, not as it was the last time I held his hand, but the day I pinned his bars on him.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Taiwan on Monday reported the largest incursion since January by China's Air Force in its air defense zone. The island's defense ministry said Taiwanese fighters scrambled to warn away 30 aircraft in the latest uptick in tensions. Taiwan, which China claims as its own territory, has complained for the past 2 years or so of repeated missions by China's Air Force near the democratically governed island. The jets often fly into the southwestern part of Taiwan's air defense identification zone, close to the Taipei-controlled Pratas Islands. The World Health Organization's governing board agreed on Monday to form a new committee to help speed up its response to health emergencies like COVID-19. The UN Health Agency faced criticism for its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, including the pace of its response to early cases that may have delayed detection and helped the virus to spread. China has fallen short on its bold plan for 10 Pacific nations to endorse a sweeping agreement covering everything from security to fisheries. But Foreign Minister Wang Yi has had plenty of smaller wins on his island-hopping tour of the region. He was in Fiji on Monday for a key meeting with foreign ministers from that group of 10 small Pacific nations. He and Fiji's prime minister spoke at a news conference but abruptly left as reporters tried to shout questions that left many details undisclosed. Our top story for the hour, the United States will not send Ukraine rocket systems that can reach into Russia, that from President Joe Biden on Monday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.